This meditation has been recorded and copyrighted by Creative Power Discovered, LLC. To find out more about my other programs and products, please go to my website, www.rosemarieswanson.com. Thank you. All right, so let's just take a couple of deep breaths. Allow ourselves to settle down into our bodies, bringing our focus into breathing into your heart. Letting go of the outside world and allowing yourself only to be in this moment. Give yourself permission to be in this moment. Allow it to become that which is most important for you right now. And as you anchor into your physicalness, let's go through the exercise of imagining there is a clock in front of you and you look up to the 12 o'clock. Allowing your physical eyes to move up. Allowing your inner eye to be focused on what's called the upper room. It is indeed one of the most sacred spaces within you. Allowing the crown to open, the pranic tube to be filled with white light. Asking your ascension channel to be opened fully. The masters have reminded us that we indeed are at the beginning of a new cycle of time. They've brought forward a focus of one of the prayers that Alice Bailey channeled, and it's titled The Affirmation of the Disciple. Its focus is concerning where you stand, understanding the true values, understanding the divine true values within your own consciousness. So as you're in the space of complete balance between heaven and earth, open to receive, they're asking me to read this prayer to you. Your only intention at this moment is to receive it. You may mentally repeat it if you wish. I am a point of light within a greater light. I am a strand of loving energy within the stream of love divine. I am a point of sacrificial fire. Focused within the fury will of God. And thus I stand. I am a way by which men may achieve. I am a source of strength, enabling them to stand. I am a beam of light shining upon their way. And thus I stand. And standing thus revolve. And tread this way the ways of men. And know the ways of God. And thus I stand. We are being asked to be the way showers for ourselves, for others, those that are close to us, and those that are not. For it is through our light, our love, that we stand a beacon for others. It is a time to make decisions on how it is we choose to stand for this new cycle. So we're asking the masters to come in this time and assist us in releasing all things which may hinder us from knowing the divinity of who we are and standing in that divinity. We ask that even that which is masked, hidden, or cloaked to be released and cleared. Clearing all things that might hinder us from being that beacon of divine light, fully aligned with our own soul, our own divinity. Nice deep breath, giving permission and allowing. Allowing that prayer to be as the pebble in a quiet pond of water, as it ripples out, it lifts and clears the epigenetics of your DNA into the higher frequencies of divinity, of loving, of divine grace. Deep breath. And as these things are cleared, we ask that our inner vision be opened and sharpened to allow us to see the divine truth, allowing the illusions to fall away. Feeling yourself soften as we ask the clearing to deepen. Ask that you consciously see your light becoming brighter and strengthened. Breathing out any resistance. Nice deep breath. Allowing the experience of freedom to begin to come into your consciousness. Moving into higher levels of sweetness. Good. It It's as if there is a shedding of the old skin. Now there is a master that comes before you, and they're going to anoint your third eye. And this anointment will heal and open the third eye to whatever level you are ready for. You may even sense or feel the touch. And just take a moment and allow all of that to fully integrate. Releasing the last of the resistance. Allowing yourself to be fully embraced in the wings of your guardian angel as you are being imbued with high qualities of light. Some of it is diamond quality. Some of rose. Others of emerald, citrine. So take a few moments now and give thanks to the angels and the masters that have assisted you. And if there's anything specific you would like to ask for in addition, please do so now. They wish to give you one last blessing. It's a blessing of divine love. Allow yourself to receive. Whenever you're ready, you can allow yourself now to bring your focus from the upper room back into your physical body, back into your physical heart, giving thanks and gratitude for all of these blessings, all of this assistance from Divinity, and allow yourself to come back in the room right awake. Namaste.